This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Getting to the bottom of it.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. New York's Attorney General has subpoenaed Bank of America CEO Kenneth Lewis. Andrew Cuomo is investigating whether the bank misled investors about bonuses and losses at Merrill Lynch. From North Carolina Public Radio, here's Marketplace's Janet Babin.
The investigation focuses on nearly $4 billion in bonuses that Merrill Lynch paid to executives last December. That was right around the time the company reported a huge fourth quarter loss, and just before Bank of America took over. Portfolio manager Anton Schutz with Mendon Capital says the bonuses appear excessive, but he questions whether Bank of America could have stopped them.
Merrill Lynch guys wanted to make sure they took care of their own, and Bank of America doesn't technically control the company until the deal closes. So, you know, their direct influence is questioned until the time of the closing.
New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo also subpoenaed former Merrill Lynch CEO John Thain. Duke University professor Campbell Harvey says the investigation into bonuses gets in the way of a bigger issue.
The $45 billion dropped by the American taxpayer on Bank of America, and we've got very little in return.
A Bank of America spokesman declined comment this morning. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
The consumer price index rose by 0.3% in January. Stocks are in negative territory again today. Dow is down more than a percent, about a percent and a quarter at this hour, about 96 points. NASDAQ down about a third of a percent. S&P 500 more than a percent down today. Lowe's and JCPenney reported sharp profit drops for last quarter. Lowe's shares down 2%. Penny's shares down 1.5%. European shares are off 2 and 3%. Asian markets closed lower as well. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Beijing today with a lot of things on her plate. North Korea and climate change and human rights, among others. Marketplace China Bureau Chief Scott Tong joins us now. Scott, we know that Secretary Clinton, we know what she's up to. What about Chinese leaders? What's on their minds?
Protectionism. They are really concerned about the Buy American language that just came out of the American stimulus package. What it does is it freezes out of the U.S. market certain steel exporting countries like China. And China knows what it's doing if it decides to retaliate. That's what the U.S. business community here is worried about, that Beijing will come out and say, you know what, we're not going to buy from Boeing anymore. We're going to buy Airbus. We're going to buy Siemens out of Germany instead of Westinghouse. And the point that they make is, do we really want American industry locked out of China, which is one of the few big economies on the planet that's still growing these days?
And for China, what's the risk of friction here? I mean, it owns billions and billions of dollars in U.S. government bonds right now, correct?
Well, $700 billion or so right now. And advisors to the government say that Chinese officials are going to look Secretary Clinton in the eye and say, we want some guarantee from the U.S. government that our bonds are secure. Because in the future, we're going to think about buying more, and we want some kind of confidence to come out of Washington. On the other hand, fine, if China decides it wants to sell off or put its money elsewhere, the question is where? And right now, there are no other viable places to put it, and Chinese officials say that. I mean, there's a reason currency traders sold off their Australian currency and their Korean currency in this global financial crisis, and they bought American dollars, because that's where the security is right now.
All right. Marketplace's Scott Tong joining us from Shanghai. Scott, thank you.
You're welcome, Steve.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting Women Heart and its efforts to address the number one killer of women in the United States, heart disease. MedtronicFoundation.org. American Public Media presents Repossessing Virtue. Engage with wise voices on the economic downturn from moral and ethical perspectives at speakingoffaith.org.
For much of the decade, thousands of American troops have been barred from overseas duty because they're mired in debt. The Pentagon is addressing that problem with a financial literacy offensive, but this one's a battle that's far from over. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
This is The Enemy.
If you are active duty or retired military and you need a computer, TV, electronics, furniture, then you need to come visit MilitaryDirect.com.
That's a payday lender ad targeting military personnel. Used to be that short-term loans carried triple-digit interest rates for service members. Congress capped those rates for them. Even so, lenders target service members routinely, says Michael Leonard, a major general in the Marines. He says lenders know a bit about military culture and like service members' steady pay.
The predatory lending industry knows that we are going to require our Marines to pay their legal debts, even if it is probably not a just or a moral debt.
If the debt isn't paid, the service member's security clearance is yanked. The fear is indebted troops could be vulnerable to bribery.
It's kind of the old classic spy movie thing, you know.
That's Holly Petraeus. Yes, she's married to General David Petraeus, who commanded U.S. troops in Iraq. She runs a military hotline at the Better Business Bureau.
If you are really, really hurting for money, sometimes your judgment may not be so good about where you accept money from.
Thousands of troops have lost their clearances because of financial issues. It's only a small percentage of overall U.S. forces, but the Navy's been hard hit. Clearances are essential. You can't deploy on a ship without one. Navy Captain Mark Patton recently headed a task force on financial health.
And so the Navy started looking at it and says, well, this is about 1,500, 1,600 people that aren't getting their clearances, can't do their jobs. What's the root cause?
Well, returning troops have extra cash in their pockets from hazardous duty pay, but not enough to cover the cars and computers they crave, and they don't have a lot of experience with money. Now, all troops have to take personal finance courses. Navy and Marine security clearance revocations have been cut in half since 2004. Still, Patton isn't satisfied.
I think it'll take more than 10 years to really turn the tide on financial health and the way that our sailors look and treat their financial fitness as a core part of their ability to do their job.
Patton knows that predatory lenders will keep doing their jobs. This enemy isn't about to surrender. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And this weekend, check out our personal finance show, Marketplace Money, presenting debt of service, stories of money issues faced by the military, their families, and veterans this weekend. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. Have a great Friday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.